Strange Adventure.
Sir Gerald Kingston, the district police commissioner, and his guest, Jonathan Hawke, looked up as a tall native hurried into the office.
Come quick, please. Buona Fortne be dead at he house.
Oh, very well, Muse. I'll go at once. By the way, Jonathan, you've never had a chance to meet Fortney. He's an old timer in this part of East Africa. Just got back here a few days ago from England. Brought his nephew back with him for a bit of shooting in the Mountains of the Moon. I do wonder what's happened to the chap.
The men soon arrived at the luxuriously furnished home of the wealthy planter and big game hunter. Musa, the houseboy, opened the door that led into the spacious living room. Two men arose from their chairs to greet them. One, a small bronze man, stepped forward and extended his hand.
You lost no time, Sir Gerald. I sent Musa for you right after Forrest and I discovered Jim Fortney's body in the trophy room.
Oh, Jenkins, I'd like you to meet Inspector Jonathan Hawke of New York. Jonathan, Jenkins here is the best white hunter in Africa. Reads the game trails like a book.
The second guest seemed nervous as he introduced himself.
I'd say I haven't had the pleasure of meeting you since I arrived here with my uncle. My name is Richard Forrest.
It's a pleasure. May we have a look at Fortney's body now?
Forrest led the way to the trophy room and started to open the door. The men were surprised to find it locked. Hawk turned to the young man.
Do you have a key?
No, I haven't. But the door was open a while ago when we discovered the body. It must have blown closed and latched itself.
The three men forced the door open. Seated across the room slumped the inert body of Lester Fortney. Jenkins stepped into the room and walked toward the dead man. Jonathan Hawk called out,
"Come back, Jenkins. His rug is covered with dust. It may contain some telltale footprints."
Kingston motioned to the man beside him.
Forrest, get us a couple of small rugs, will you?
The men walked carefully on the small rug spread upon the thick carpet until they reached Fortney's body. The planter had been shot through the heart, evidently from short range. Forrest pointed to a set of footprints in the carpet near the dead man's chair.
Oh, those footprints are mine, of course, and those must have been made by Jenkins when he rushed into the room.
Inspector Hawke looked up from his examination of the body.
Forrest, had you or Jenkins entered this room lately?
Oh, no. When we saw Uncle's body, we sent for you right away. We didn't examine him because we might disturb a clue.
Thank you. Sir Gerald, certainly you know by now who to hold for Fortney's murder.
The commissioner's face was grim as he answered.
Yes, Jonathan. I do know the guilty man, and thanks for helping me solve the mystery. Forrest, you called our attention to your footprints before we had mentioned them, hoping to distract us from their significance. Your footprints, and only yours, were found near Fortney's chair. And this fact points directly to you as your uncle's murderer. You killed him, then locked the door and hid the key. I'm taking you in for trial.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to The Stubborn Bass, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.